Is any sin so terrible it cannot be forgiven? Daily headlines about sexual abuse by priests in the Boston Diocese led playwright Michael Murphy to ask that question. Using documents relating to two civil sex abuse lawsuits, he found material for a new play involving the disgraced priest John Gagan, who was killed in prison last year, also Father Paul Shanley, who is awaiting trial, and Cardinal Bernard Law, the former Archbishop of Boston. The play is called Sin, A Cardinal Deposed, and is now playing at the Bailiwick Theater in Chicago. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose reports.
Playwright Michael Murphy says what started out as research became an obsession. He spent weeks untangling 1,000 pages of Bernard Cardinal Law's legal depositions to weave a coherent narrative of what happened in the Archdiocese of Boston.
I just covered my entire apartment wall with the depositions. I had pictures of people that I copied off the internet or Xeroxed out of books and put on my wall to keep it all straight. And it all pointed back to the same thing, which is it's Cardinal Law at the center of this thing.
The play focuses on the Cardinal's negligence concerning the two most notorious perpetrators of child sex abuse in the Boston Archdiocese, Fathers John Gagan and Paul Shanley. In October, Murphy sent the script to the Bailiwick Theater in Chicago.
So this literally came in through the mail.
David Zack is the Bailiwick's artistic director.
I read it immediately, and we had called the playwright probably within 48 hours of the script arriving and said, this is what we want to do, and would you give us permission to do it? I think he was just as surprised as we were that it was such a fast process.
The cast rehearsed for only 3 weeks before Sin opened. Staging is simple, just two folding tables and a few chairs, legal and antiseptic. Save for Cardinal Law's priestly vestments hanging at the back of the stage, reminding the audience that the plaintiff's attorney is deposing a leader in the Catholic Church, not just another man.
Can you identify one priest who had allegations of sexual molestation brought against him, who is removed from parish ministry at this time? One priest!
I don't think there are any.
Did you ever think that there was some need for action? Even if it just involved getting the priests together and saying, this type of conduct is intolerable. Do you understand my question?
I understand the answer you want me to give.
That's the answer. No, I want to be cardinal.
Again, playwright Michael Murphy.
At some point, his desire to be the Archbishop of Boston, to be a cardinal, to be a player in the Vatican, became more important than his role as a shepherd, which is literally what a bishop is.
Victims and their relatives haunt the depositions with monologues Murphy culled from interviews he'd read in the Boston Globe.
And my child told me how everything had happened. He told me how Father Gagan threatened him. And in response, my child tried to run out our back door. But I pulled my son back and I told my son that I would never ever stop loving him. And I told my son that no way could Father Gagan ever separate us. The thing is, it separated us.
Playwright Michael Murphy has dealt with profound tragedy before. He wrote a fictionalized account of the Columbine shootings, but he says using the real words of real people was more powerful.
There's an honesty and a lyricism that comes out of the human experience that's free of my playwriting tricks.
That honesty is exactly what Rob Scamardo, a clergy sex abuse survivor himself, found when he attended a recent Sunday matinee.
What I think the play will accomplish is to give people an opportunity to connect with the emotions of the survivors, the pain that they went through, and to see the attitude, the arrogance of the institutional church and how it dealt with claims against priests. That's what's not coming through in terms of the media reports.
Local critics have praised the work, and sold-out audiences are often in tears as they leave the theater. Scamardo and other survivors say sitting through the closing monologue is the most difficult and unspeakably sad moment in the play. It's Patrick McSorley's story of how, at the age of 12, Father John Gagan took him for a ride to get some ice cream, then molested him.
You know, he must have sensed that I was very uncomfortable with what he was doing because he ended up slowly taking his hand out and getting me back to my house. But I just remember getting out of the car and I was standing there with the ice cream all melted down my arm. Before he took off, I remember him saying, let's just you and me. No one else has to know about this.
Sin, a cardinal deposed, has turned out to be tragically timely. Patrick McSorley died of an apparent drug overdose just days before the play opened. In the end, McSorley didn't keep it to himself. He spent the last years of his life bringing Father Gagan and Cardinal Law to justice. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.